This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. A jury in Fulton County Superior Court has found Tamara Cotman, the former Atlanta Public Schools executive director, not guilty on a single count of influencing a witness. This is the first trial connected to the 2009 Atlanta Public Schools cheating scandal. Cotman and 33 others still face charges of racketeering, but this was a charge of influencing a witness in the cheating investigation. The foreperson of the jury that reached that verdict is Greg Pollack. He joins us now. Mr. Pollack, thank you very much for being with us and welcome.
All right, thank you.
Tell us a little bit about how quickly you came to a consensus here. Was it a difficult process with the 12 jurors?
It was a difficult process, and I don't necessarily know if I would characterize it as quick. We actually got the case at around noon on yesterday. We deliberated from noon to about 5 p.m. on yesterday, and then resumed our deliberations at 9 a.m. this morning, completing somewhere around 11 o'clock. So we certainly took our time going over the evidence and ensuring that we all felt comfortable with the decision that we ultimately made.
Did a consensus develop fairly quickly, or were there some debates about whether or not Ms. Cotman was guilty, and then you had to convince those that were in the minority?
There was some debate that had to happen. I don't think that it was necessarily because of differences, but more in line with clarification of what the charge was and what our requirement was in ensuring that what we were making decisions on were based on facts, and that we did have the facts in order to be able to support our decision. So I think going in, there were very similar ideas amongst everyone on the jury, but we did have to have some debate to ensure that as we collected those ideas and decided based on what we were giving as the charge and what needed to be appropriate and what needed to be in place in order for us to come back with a guilty verdict, that we just had to get some clarification there to ensure that we were proper.
You mentioned the charge from the judge, which is very important for the jury in determining the parameters of its decision. What was the deciding factor for you and your fellow jurors in determining that she was not guilty?
Simply the fact that we didn't have proof beyond reasonable doubt that the charge, which was influencing a witness, actually occurred. And specific to the indictment itself, she had to knowingly have intimidated or ensured that she was hindering, you know, a person from being a part of the GBI investigation. And there just wasn't enough evidence, or certainly there wasn't evidence beyond doubt that we found within the evidence presented to us by the state that would allow us to, with any assurance and any level of comfort, to come back with a guilty verdict.
So correct me if I'm wrong. If I understand you correctly, it sounds like you're saying the way you understood the charge from the judge, she would have to know that she was influencing a witness. It was not enough for the witness to feel that she was pressuring them. She would also, the state would also have to prove that she knew she was doing it. Is that correct?
That is correct. If you were to read the indictment itself, it clearly states that she had to knowingly perform those actions, and it was not enough for it to be the perception or the belief of the individual themselves.
And the jury found that that was where the not guilty verdict came from, was that there was not enough proof that she knew that she was influencing people.
Absolutely. I think that certainly would be a fair assumption. The jury, again, as one, came together, went over everything that we had, and we just did not have that proof that would allow any of us to leave comfortably saying that there was no doubt of what she knew. And then there was no evidence presented that specifically scratched all doubt away, sir. But I want to ensure that it's extremely clear to anyone who is looking at the coverage on this to understand that this particular jury and this particular case was not about cheating in Atlanta Public Schools. And so if there's anyone that has any feelings in regard to the non, to the not guilty verdict, thinking that we're saying that there was no cheating. That's not true, and that's not what we were deciding.
How important was it to you, or was it important at all, that Ms. Cotman herself did not take the stand?
I think in some cases we may have liked to have seen Ms. Cotman take the stand, but understanding that in any criminal case that a person who is accused of a crime does not have a responsibility to take the stand, we didn't find a problem with that, I'll say it that way. There was no discussion within the jury that said anything derogatory about the fact that she didn't take the stand in her defense. And ultimately, it proved to not be necessary because, we didn't find her guilty.
The defense really went after the character, if you will, of some of the prosecution's witnesses. Did that have any bearing on your deliberations at all?
Well, again, lots of witnesses came up, lots of information was shared, but this indictment was specific to the dealings with Ms. Cotman and one individual. So while we took some of that other information into consideration, the weight that was applied to it wasn't it wasn't overly stated, I'll say it that way, because, again, we understood that lots of people came through, lots of people had information to share. But lots of that information did not directly impact the charge that was before Ms. Cotman.
The prosecution, for its part, certainly went after the character of Tamara Cotman and portrayed her basically as someone who was a bully, if you will. Yep. Did that enter into your deliberations about the facts at all?
Well, I think it certainly did. And I think that in some instances that the prosecution may have had a point. I mean, I think that in our discussions, we all thought, you use the term bully, maybe, she had a very strong personality, I'll say it that way. And but I think the problem that we found as a jury is that this was not specific to the one individual in the indictment. She seemed to have that type of personality and across the board with everyone. So in trying to determine whether or not there were things done specifically to this particular person because of that person, I think that somehow created somewhat of an issue for the case that the prosecution was bringing forth, because in some ways they proved that she was the way she was, and it was insignificant who the person was. As long as they worked within her span of control, she could be that way with anyone.
So it sounds as if you sifted through a lot of the evidence that was presented to you, and there was a lot of it, but you boiled it down to what you thought Ms. Cotman knew about what she was doing.
Right, and again, that's what we were charged to do. Hopefully this doesn't come across as to give the impression that we ignored any of the information that we were provided, but there were specifics within that indictment that dealt with one individual, dealt with a couple of meetings, one being the now infamous go to hell meeting, and it dealt with that person's perception of what their interactions were, what they felt in regard to the relationship and things that happened to them in their dealings with Ms. Cotman. So while there were certainly other people, and to your point about the defense and looking into the character of those other people, I imagine that would happen in any case. If you bring forth a person because of attacking character, then certainly they would be certainly inclined to try to address those questions.
But did the attacks by the defense have any bearing on how you looked at those witnesses?
No, I don't think they did, because I don't think that I recall at any point where we put a lot of weight in regard to the character of other people who were not directly impacted by the indictment itself. So while we did take into consideration what they had, it did not have a level of weight that would say because one of those people felt a certain way and that the character of that person was challenged by the defense, that helped us to make the decision in regard to this specific instance, that specific person, and the indictment before us.
one of the prosecution witnesses was a former governor of the state, Sonny Perdue. Did that surprise you? And how much or how little of a factor was his testimony in your deliberations?
I won't necessarily say that it surprised me because as we were being a part of the whole jury selection process, we had seen a list of potential witnesses, and so that name had been one that was on the list. And so when he came in, it wasn't necessarily that it was a surprise. As far as how that impacted our decision, probably not much impact. A lot of information that was brought in on this particular case was relative to the cheating scandal in the Atlanta Public Schools. His testimony was directly related to the investigation and the cheating scandal itself. We were not, as a jury, charged to determine whether or not there was cheating in Atlanta Public Schools. And so while a lot of that information certainly provided some insight into the entire case, it was not the information that needed to be weighed in order to be able to make a decision in this particular case.
Yeah, because the charge was influencing a witness, not cheating, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
Now, that charge will come up later. Just as a juror looking at all that information, jurors in these subsequent trials, if indeed they all go to trial, will have to sift through some of that. Do you envy those future jurors that job?
I don't envy those other jurors, but what I will say in support of the case that the state was able to bring forth is that there is a lot of documentation, there's a lot of information that those jurors will have before them as they decide whether or not, in fact, there was cheating in Atlanta Public Schools. And, you know, without getting specific into any of that information, I will say that I felt that there is a significant amount of information that will be helpful to any subsequent jury.
Overall, this experience, just being on a jury in a high-profile case and then being the foreperson, did you feel the weight of all of the media attention and certainly all of the emotion associated with this case, or was it fairly easy for you and your fellow jurors to kind of tune all that out and work on what was before you?
I think we certainly were able to tune all of that out. It was a great jury, a great diverse group of people that in the matter of about 2.5 weeks came together, and I'd like to believe that some of us will remain friends going forward. And so I think that when we were not sitting in the courtroom and we had our opportunity to be back amongst one another, we were able to remove ourselves from that situation for the period of time. And so we didn't. It wasn't so much like carrying the weight all of the time. And the fact that you had such a supportive and diverse group of people, I think, was extremely helpful in that respect.
Greg Pollack is the foreperson of the Fulton County Superior Court jury, which found former Atlanta Public Schools Executive Director Tamara Cotman not guilty on a charge of influencing a witness. Mr. Pollack, thanks so much for being with us. We really appreciate it.
All right, thank you, and I appreciate your time, Dewey.
And one note of disclosure, WABE's broadcast license is held by the Atlanta Board of Education.